The tourists have promised to review the use of all speed cameras in England and Wales, accusing the government of waging a war on drivers. The plan would be to withdraw cash-guzzling cameras where the accident rates haven't fallen. However, according to Steve Houndsham from Transport 2000, the Tories have got it wrong. Speed cameras are not just about getting money from motorists.
Motorists often don't understand why speed is dangerous, but going just a few miles per hour over a limit can increase the danger that you pose to other road users. For example, if you're a pedestrian and you're hit by a car at 35 miles an hour, which is what many people do in urban situations, you're twice as likely to be killed as you would be if that car had been going at 30 miles an hour. And indeed, at 20 miles an hour, I think 95% of pedestrians survive a collision at that speed, whereas at 40 miles an hour, it's pretty much, you know, negligible. So there is a big difference in the amount of danger you pose to other road users, not just pedestrians, but other motorists as well, depending on the speed you go at. And speed cameras really are a very effective way of catching motorists who do break the speed limit. Having said that, there is a massive backlash against their use by motoring organisations, which has been championed by tabloid newspapers, which I think is really based on ignorance of the facts, ignorance of the fact that speed is dangerous.
Well, I always thought that speed cameras were put in position so that they could get the most money out of you. Is that not the case then?
That is an example of the myths put around by motoring organisations and tabloid newspapers. They're not there to raise money. That's crazy to suggest they are, really. I mean, the story you get from some of these newspapers is that it's almost expected that the police are using this to raise money for their Christmas party or something. I mean, it's absurd. And in fact, if you look at the figures, you'll see that nearly all the money that's raised from speed cameras and retained locally by the police is used to offset the costs of speed enforcement. So it's simply using the money from fines to funnel back into keeping the roads safe. They're not there to raise money. Unfortunately, many motorists don't know what to believe at the moment because, as I said, certain tabloid newspapers and motoring organisations are very vociferously putting this myth around.
So how successful have they been then in reducing accidents and at least reducing fatalities?
Well, the government has just brought out some figures which look at the results of 24 speed camera areas out of a total of 42 around the country. And these results relate to the year 2002-2003. And the results were that where speed cameras were installed, they secured a 40% average reduction in the number of people killed or seriously injured at these camera sites. Now, over all those 24 camera areas, which, as I've intimated, is less than half the total around the country, they actually saved more than 100 lives. So clearly, this is yet more evidence that speed cameras do cut road crashes and do cut casualties. They do help to make the road safer for everybody.
Does that mean we're likely to see a lot more speed cameras that are cropping up?
I think there are due to be more speed cameras installed. It's difficult to know exactly what will happen in the long term. At the moment, we have about 5,500 of them spread around the country. I think it's certainly in people's interests that there are more speed cameras. And certainly our own research has shown that around the country there are numerous requests from local communities who want speed cameras because they have a problem with fast-moving traffic, people breaking speed limits outside their houses, posing a danger to them. So I think the general mood of the nation is that, again, this is despite the myths put around by various newspapers and motoring organisations, the general mood of the nation is that speed cameras are a good thing. And in fact, our own poll of polls conducted last autumn showed that taking six national pieces of opinion polling into account, in general, around 74% of the public in this country support the use of speed cameras.
It would seem, therefore, that it's important to make sure the speed camera is visible, not hidden behind a tree or a sign, which some of them seem to be. Now, why is that if the point is actually just to get you to slow down?
Well, the point should be that the driver should understand that wherever they go, they must keep within the speed limit. Transport 2000 actually believes that the issue over whether they're concealed or not concealed is a bit of a red herring, in that the message going out to drivers should be, wherever you go in Britain, there are likely to be speed cameras. Your speed is likely to be monitored at any time. Therefore, you must stick within the speed limit. Drivers feel somehow that they've been cheated if a speed camera is not visible to them from some distance away. But this is counterproductive, really, because where they are highly visible, visible, there is always the danger that drivers are just going to drive happily along, breaking the speed limit, and rely on their own observation to see a speed camera in time for them to brake suddenly and then perhaps speed up again afterwards. So it's a nonsense, really, all this argument about whether they should be visible or not visible. The central message should be that drivers must stick within speed limits at all times, whether or not they can see a camera on the horizon.
That's Steve Hounsham from Transport 2000.
Interviews from Passion for the Planet.
Copyright Passion for the Planet.
Listen to more interviews online.
Hear health, environment, lifestyle, personal growth and business experts when it suits you. This service is free. Register now at passionfortheplanet.com.
Find out more at passionfortheplanet.com.